Well, hello, Jacoby.
What's up, Ramon?
What's going on, man? Long time no see. It's been a long time since we've podcasted together.
Yes, it's been forever.
And as far as the audience knows, we haven't seen each other since we last podcasted.
That's correct. I was hiatus.
Yeah,
I was just done with podcasts, period.
Yeah, what's up with that? For those of you who don't know, we did the Baby Daddy's podcast.
Yes.
And then we chronicled the entire pregnancy of all of our babies. There's four of us.
Yeah, that's correct.
The pregnancy and all that. And then you kind of fell off the boat towards the end.
I did. I feel like I was getting tired of it.
Yeah.
A lot of things were coming up to surface. Job, comedy, you know, baby mama about to be giving birth pretty soon. So I was just getting tired of it. I was just done with it.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do apologize. I should have came up to you guys as a man. I should have been more mature about it.
Instead of just like saying, oh, yeah, I'll be there and just not show up.
Yeah. You know, I was a true bitch, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be a bitch.
It's all right, man.
So thank you. Thank you very much.
It's like, oh, well, Jacoby's just being Jacoby.
Oh, no. Don't tie that. Don't tie that with. No. But yeah, that incident, I was just being Jacoby.
But here we are now.
Yes.
Doing a podcast again.
Yes. In your own kitchen.
My kitchen.
We are moving up in this world. Swear to God.
Yeah, man.
Swear to God.
We just had some Jamaican jerk chicken.
It was delicious.
The babies here in the other room.
Crying.
One's sleeping.
One's trying to go to sleep.
It's just me and Jacoby here. No one else. Babies are in another room. We're not sure what you're doing.
Yep. Who cares? They'll defend for themselves.
It's dad night.
It is.
You know?
On a Sunday. Ugh. That's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
We're lonely.
Yeah. So, Jacoby, how's dad life been treating you?
Dad life is good. It was rough the first few months, two months.
Yeah, why is that?
She was colicky.
Yeah?
Yeah. But yeah, we had to change.
A lot of weird parts in her hair?
No. It just. Well, no, that's crepes, right? Is that cradle?
Cradle cap?
Yeah, cradle cap.
No, I thought like calicky as she got a bunch of calics in her hair.
No, I'm done talking right now. No, it was just different. She was allergic to regular milk, so we switched up to
like
soy. No, like, yeah, whatever. Who cares? Yes. Whatever. Just milk in general. So we switched up to soy. Then she started breaking out. Then we switched to lactose milk, if that's correct.
So you're feeding her cow milk?
Yes.
Not formula?
Yes. Formula milk. Not cow milk.
Formula milk.
Formula milk.
That's lactose.
That's.
I don't get it.
Yes, that's lactose.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what, man? It shows my ignorance. I'm not even sure what's in formula.
I don't know either.
It's like chemicals and stuff.
It is a bunch of chemicals.
So you guys aren't breastfeeding?
No, she didn't latch on.
Oh, no.
Properly. So.
Yeah, same thing with us.
Oh, she didn't. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought y'all were breastfeeding.
No.
Oh.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I just thought.
Oh, all right.
I just thought. That's all.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, we're not breastfeeding. We're,
okay, gotcha.
Formula. Formula's expensive, man.
It is. But if you have assistants, they're really not that expensive.
We used to have assistants, and then they just kind of fell off the boat, stopped sending us stuff.
Really?
Yeah, we used to have food stamps.
Are you going to try again?
I don't know. It's up to Jen. I don't do any of that stuff.
Wow.
Because we're not married yet, so like she's like.
Oh yeah, when is it? Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. So yeah, to everybody. We already know what are we calling.
Oh,
this?
I didn't even say who I am. Yet.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you didn't introduce yourself.
I'm Ramon Mulato. Did I? I think I did say I was Ramon Mulato in the beginning.
You did?
Yeah, I don't.
I think
that.
You did too.
I'm still rusty.
Yeah.
Podcasting is not like riding a bike.
It is.
It is like riding a bike?
It is.
But with no handlebars.
So you're on a unicycle?
Yeah, so it's kind of a little crazy.
Good example.
Podcasting is a lot like riding a unicycle.
No, because unicycle has handlebars.
A unicycle does have handlebars now.
Yes, they do. No, they don't. Oh, my God. I'm so confused. Do they?
Oh, man.
So what's going on in your world?
My world?
Yeah.
Just work.
How's work going?
Work is, it's all right, man. It's, you know,
yeah.
It is what it is. I make dentures for a living.
That's a good feel. That's a good feel.
It's creative. I mean, like, you know, it's all hands-on, making things, you know, so that part's fun.
So you're an artist.
Yeah, you could say that.
I like that.
A dental artist. I make artisan dentures.
Yes, we understand what you're going with.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, gotcha.
But like, I feel like if I'm making artisan dentures, I need to make like grow like a handlebar mustache or something.
That would be. Can people take you serious in that field?
I don't think people could take me seriously that I make dentures.
But that is a solid field to be in because dentures are always going to be around.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Pretty much.
So.
Yeah, because so far, computers and robots, they can make crown and bridge, you know, veneers and all that. But they can't make dentures yet. So until the robots are able to make dentures. Look at me laughing like, dude, there's computers and machines that could literally like scan your mouth and then pop out crowns and bridges like. Without even human interaction, pretty much, yeah.
That's amazing.
It's nuts, like a CNC machine. Like, you know, they scan
whatever,
and then they just print it out out of whatever, old porcelain.
So work is going good. Now you're back into the comedy scene.
Yeah, I just started doing comedy again after like a six-month hiatus.
Oh, wow. How's it feel to come back?
Another one of those
to
things.
To be back.
Another one of those things where comedy is definitely not like riding a bike. You think it's like, oh, I can get back on stage,
and,
you know, pick up where I left off. Nope. Nope. I think comedian Pete Holmes said it, where, like, comedy or stand-up comedy is one of those, like, the only job where if you don't do it for 2 weeks, you completely forget how to do it.
Oh, wow.
So, like, multiply that by however many is 6 months.
And yeah.
You get back on and, like, forget all my jokes, and I don't even want to do old jokes.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to go up there and just see what strikes me. You know, nothing strikes me right now.
And for the listeners that's listening, you were doing comedy, you were actually hustling back then. You did the show at the Orlando Improv. You were part of Gregory's comedy club.
Yeah, I've done spots there.
So you did a few spots,
and. Had my own room, the brick and mortar.
Yes,
you know where you hosted.
Yes, that was a great time. That was fun.
And that last show was probably another one of those things that made me like, well, I could take 6 months off after that.
Wow.
No one showed up. Not one person. You know.
Who was our last headliner for that show?
There was no headliner. It was just a bunch of guys who were going to do like 15 minutes.
Okay.
From Orlando.
Oh, so we had a few from Orlando, a few from Brevard County. Gotcha.
They're all cool, man. They all took it well, and you know, like, hey, man, it is what it is. We don't understand. We run rooms, and you know, sometimes people don't show, and they're like, hey, we still have time to make it to Sleuth, so they just packed up.
Yeah.
And drove off.
Oh man, I totally forgot about that show.
They had a good attitude about it. You know, they didn't yell at anybody on the internet about not showing up to a show.
Yeah, I'm blasting everybody. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I respect that. What do we know? What are we calling this show, in a way?
This podcast? This is the podcast.
Ooh.
With Jacoby and Ramon.
That sounds sexy.
The podcast.
The
podcast you're going to want to listen to.
The podcast.
Yeah, for those of you who are still listening. The only podcast you're going to want to listen to.
The podcast. So the word the is going to be like bold letters.
The, like, yeah. And
that's hot. I like that.
Yeah, and then for those of you, I guess, out there listening just randomly, we live in Brevard County, which is in Florida, near the Cape Canaveral, Cocoa Beach, Melbourne area, Nassau. We see the rockets go off. You see the rocket go off yesterday?
I saw Facebook pictures of it. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And for those, we live on the coast next to Nassau, next to the shuttle.
Yes.
And, you know, launches for someone who lives out of state might be an incredible once-in-a-lifetime thing they see. And we just take it for granted. We don't even stick our head out the window.
You're not missing anything, guys. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, the only thing you're missing is chemicals raining down on you from the rocket.
Yeah. Good point.
Just getting into our water supply and making this a little loopy.
Ah, curse you, rocket. Curse you.
Yeah. And we both do stand-up.
Yep, that's correct.
And are amateurs, I guess.
Although we are.
You are slowly becoming a professional.
Yes, I'm getting paid. I'm getting paid gigs. Bitches, money in the bank, son.
Driving out of state.
Out of state, yes. That's correct.
Yeah, living a life, man.
Living a life.
Living the dream.
I'm trying to, but it's still reality right now.
It's still reality.
It's hard.
It's hard, man.
It's hard out there for a pimp.
When you're trying to get some money for some shrimp?
No, for the rent.
Oh, rent.
Yeah, you totally mess with that lyric.
Pimp and rent just doesn't rhyme. So
no, it don't, man. No, it don't.
Yeah.
You tried, though.
I tried.
Yeah, I give you that. I give you much respect for trying.
Shrimp and pimp makes more sense.
Let's move on, right?
Let's move on.
What else we got?
Is that it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
10 minute podcast?
That was 10 minutes? Yeah, oh, 10 gosh. Minutes. This was. Oh, man. This will not last long.
We got to delve deep, man. We got to dive in there deep.
So well, how deep you want to go, bro?
Oh, we can go deep, man.
Let's go
this
deep,
is the
man.
Podcast.
This is no, the. This is like no the podcast right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So you become a professional comedian. You're getting all these gigs. You got your whole June every weekend booked.
Yes.
You got a weekend coming up where you got Friday, two gigs, two shows Saturday.
Yeah.
Like real comedian shit.
Yeah. And it all goes to just taking yourself out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I have failed several times. I have ate so many dicks, but I also had great sets. I had great shows. And it's all about timing on who see you perform. Because mm-hmm. I have performed in front of the greatest comedians in Orlando and in a few in Tampa and a few in Jacksonville. But I also failed in front of those comedians as well.
Uh-huh.
So it just, you want to redeem yourself. So every time I fail in front of a headlining comedian that's touring, I always tell myself, I'm going to make sure I perform in front of them again. So you're kind of like, you're stalking them. So when I perform in front of Mike Herlihy, I love Mike. I perform in front of him at Castleberry, Florida. I ate a huge dick. Like, I sucked that night.
Yeah.
And I was his feature. And I cut it short. I did like 15, 10 to 15. Because it was bad. End of that night, when I'm driving home, I told myself, I'm going to perform in front of him and redeem myself. That never happened.
No.
I performed in front of Vince Taylor. Very funny, talented guy. I ate a dick at his room in Longwood. Like, I sucked that night.
That's the best place to do it. If you're going to eat a dick, might as well be Longwood.
Yeah, like, not in your home field advantage. Like, I was away. Yeah. And it, I told like myself the same thing.
Like Shortwood or Longwood? If you're in
Longwood. Like Longwood, yeah. Gotta go long.
Okay.
Never short. That's just ridiculous. It's just a waste of time. And I was able to perform in front of him in Titusville, and I killed. Like, I did awesome. And ever since then, like, he helped me up. He hit me up like two gigs already. So it just, you know, you got to take the chance to go out there and say to yourself you're going to fail and say to yourself that you're going to succeed. But it's not a short race. Like, it's a marathon. Yeah. Like, it's going to take a long time. But I already projected myself, starting now to 5 years, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to quit my job.
In 5 years?
5 years, yeah.
That's good, man. That's important, man, to set goals.
Yes.
A lot of people, they don't set goals. They're just kind of like, are just doing it and hope something happens.
Yeah.
Just repeating the same thing over and over again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to set goals. You got to work hard. You got to progress.
Yeah.
If you're not going to progress, what's the point of even doing it? I mean,
yeah,
unless it's just a hobby, I guess. But
it's like, you could take that into anything what you do. I mean, if you're an athlete, a singer, a songwriter, a musician, you got to be very serious about it. But at the end of the day, you're having fun with it. And there's a day that never go by, I never had fun.
Uh-huh.
But now I'm having fun, and now I'm getting gigs. Like, I'll be in Jacksonville next week. June, like you said, June's already packed. I'll be in Alabama, Georgia. I'll be in some part in Florida. Like, it's packed already. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just very humble, and I'm just very appreciative for the comedians that brought me on board. Like Jersey Hot Comic, he's the one that kept on telling me, like, you're going to make it.
Mm.
But he also promised me shows 6 months in advance. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. Like, I never believed him. Until the day happened, he'll hit me up like, hey, remember that thing I promised you 6 months ago? Yeah, well, it's happening right now. So I give a lot of thanks to a lot of comedians, big-name comedians that made the way, that helped me out, that gave me advice. Even Duncan Jay. Like, Duncan Jay helped me out, told me what I need to work on. and said, like, you can make it. Todd Bogue was another one. Like, there's so many comedians out there that literally sat with me. Dave Nickerson was the other comedian. Like, they literally sat down and said, this is what you need to work on. You have so much potential. You do this. You stay you. You'll make it happen. So I'm dropping name because that's that type of podcast is. The podcast. Problem? I'm dropping motherfucking names.
Should we change it from the podcast to the name drop?
Well, no. Maybe next episode. But this
next episode could be the name drop?
This is the podcast.
Okay, this is the podcast.
Yeah. That's sexy.
Yeah.
What else we got? I mean, that's... I kind of ranted for a little while.
Yeah, you just started going off and started name dropping people.
Sorry.
So, like, Jersey, he's the one that's been giving you all these out-of-state gigs.
Yes.
Where do you meet Jersey?
I met Jersey in Orlando. He invited me. No, actually, I met him in Palm Bay. Ann Walker is the one that invited me to do a show with him at a restaurant called Pebbles. And when I got there, like, this is some bull crap.
Is Pebbles right next to Bam Bam? The restaurant Bam Bam?
No, man, just Pebbles. Ain't no Bam Bam. Ain't no Flintstone reference. God dang it. But that was my first time meeting him. Outside of that, I saw him perform at the Orlando Improv when I wasn't doing comedy at all.
Before you even did comedy?
Yeah, before I did comedy, yeah. I saw him perform. He was headlining that night at the Orlando Improv. And that was two. It was like 5 years ago I saw him.
You got to make this real theatrical, all right? You gotta be
I'm
like,
trying to.
Like, man, before I even did comedy.
Before
I saw this guy, Jersey, all right?
Jersey, he killed
it. He inspired me.
No. He inspired me,
no. No, listen. I'm going to start comedy because of this guy. And you know what? Mark my words, one day, I'm going to work with this guy.
No. That's I don't want a lot of people. I didn't even want to do comedy.
No?
No.
When
that
was this?
That was probably 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was dared to do comedy.
By who?
By Jason Flores. He dared me. Like, I wanted to do comedy because I watched a lot of stand-up comedian when I was going through my whirly spiral of depression. Uh-huh. When I got let go of my job, like 4 or 5 years ago. And I told myself, like, man, I could do that. But I never said, I really don't want to do that. So I never did it until I got dared to do it. So that's how I started doing
stand-up.
Going back,
so you're at the Atlanta Improv. You see Jersey up there 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're not thinking that you want
to
do...
That's correct. I went there to enjoy a show. That's it.
Yeah. What do you think?
And it was, I had a great time. I had fun.
Yeah,
but I never took the concept like I could be a stand-up comedian. No, that was an awesome show, right, babe? Yeah, it was. Okay, let's go home. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you met him back then, and then you met him again in Palm Bay at Bam Bam Restaurant.
Pebbles Restaurant in Palm Bay, and we were supposed to open up for him. And it kind of hit me hard, like, whoa, I saw this guy like 4 or 5 years ago, and now I'm on the same stage with him. I didn't know you're able to get close to people like that. I always thought the improv was like the holy grail of comedy.
Yeah,
like you'll never meet these people in your life. Like you're not on that level.
And that's what the thing is like with the improv, especially the like new and upcoming comedians.
Yeah.
Open micers, whatever. Like we have this perception of it as it's like, whoa, this it's like glowing
this is
gold.
Big time. Yeah.
I just my goal is to get the picture in front of the improv sign like on stage, and then after that like that you know I could retire
and that's it, like I conquer Mount Everest.
Yeah, but it's not Mount Everest, it's like a little hill, it's a landmark, you know.
It
but
is
you gotta keep climbing.
Agree. Yeah, I think it's just a different concept because there's comedian that do shows on improv, but it's a local event for improv. You're not on an improv show open up like Chris Rock. You're not it's not, you're on that level.
Yeah, if you're working, like on a weekend, at the improv, then that's that's a different level.
That's a different, I mean, the comedy club is paying for your hotel, your food, they're paying for their gig. All you gotta do is get there.
Or even if you're able to land a guest spot at a weekend show, that's still
You know? I agree. So it's just different level.
Yeah.
Being on improv. Like I said, I always picture improv was a scene where I will never meet these sons of biscuits, ever.
Wouldn't it be funny if someone's goal was, like, they don't necessarily care about comedy, they just want to get their picture on stage in front of all these different landmark comedy clubs? Like, but along the way, they get good enough at comedy to be able to get on those stages?
That'd be awesome. That'd be pretty cool,
like,
though.
Their first goal is improv, and they get that picture, like, all right, what's next? What's next? Side splitters. They go to side splitters next.
And what's after that? What's next to that?
After side splitters?
I think that's it.
With, like, the Chuckle Hut or...
Oh, there's other... I mean,
Well, you know, for me, like, it would be awesome. Obviously, like, probably for everybody, the Comedy Cellar or the Comedy Store or...
Really, I always picture the Improv was like landmark. That's it. That's nothing else. Anything below is that is just like petty shit.
Well, like, I don't want to name any names.
No, no, I didn't know there's a lot of famous comedy clubs out there. I didn't know that. I just knew that.
There's a bunch of them.
I said I didn't know that.
Yeah, Comedy Store, you got to do research. Comedy Store is where, like, Robin Williams and Richard Pryor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Joe Rogan, a bunch of guys got their
stuff. Did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. And then the Comedy Cellar is where people like Patrice O'Neill and Louis C.K.
Oh.
And David Tell and Colin Quinn and all that.
Are these comedy clubs where the big name started from?
Yeah.
Or these are big comedy clubs that you can actually go perform in. And, you know what I'm saying? Well, or is it like an open mic type of room?
They have like open mics at those places. They also have legit shows. But okay. I mean, you also got to be pretty good at what you're doing. I think the Comedy Store, they have two different, if I understand correctly, like two or three different levels or something. Like that. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm not
in
my depth right now. I've never been over there. So.
Yeah. Where is that located at?
Comedy Store is in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Off of Hollywood, not Hollywood Boulevard. Wherever the Walk of Fame is, that road, and then
might be Hollywood Boulevard. You might be right. I have no idea.
Tomato. What am I? An atlas?
Yeah. What are you? GPS? TomTom? I don't know.
Comedy Cellar's in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, there goes your daughter crying.
And then there's the Laugh Factory. There's a couple different
Laugh Factories. Oh, the Laugh Factory, California. Yeah.
California, and then there's several other locations.
So what's the best area, comedy scene-wise, for comedians to go to? New York? It's always about New York, or it's all about California? Like, you need to go to California, you need to make it, or New York?
You got
to,
like, ask yourself, what do you see yourself doing in 10 years? What would you like to do?
Oh, so that's where, it's like a fork in the road.
Yeah.
Type of way.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you want to see yourself more on, like, doing TV spots, getting sitcom things, getting on TV? Or do you want to be, like, a real comic, like straight-up just stand-up comedian? Who's, you know, and then there's also the road comic route, too, you know, who just tours all over the place.
What's your goal?
I don't know, man. I'm one of those people that, like, now that I have a kid, I'm kind of trying to figure out what I want to do. I would like to be able to make money on the weekends doing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And however I'm able to do that, I'd like to try and do that.
How long you been with your job?
I've been with my job for 4 years. I've been in the field for 7 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Little poop break.
That's my girl.
Jacoby's girl just made a poop.
Blew it up. Girl. Big load one.
Yeah. I don't know. I would like, you know, I would like to be able to get more comfortable again where I could host no problem. I would like to work on a feature set, you know. I'd like to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Where do I see myself from 10 years from now? You know, if I'm, I'd like to be able to at least be able to do an hour.
How about 5 years from now?
5 years from now? I don't know, man. I want to have my baby is going to be in be a kindergarten.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, right now, getting back into comedy, I really got to figure out what I want to do.
Does it bother you, like, mentally? Like, is it a struggle on what you want to do?
Because poor baby's all crying.
Yeah.
This is the thing, man. We're daddies now.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not as easy to make podcasts anymore. Got babies crying. And,
yeah.
And it's not even, like, a noise factor for us. We're, like concerned. It's like, whose baby is that?
Yeah, I know. Is that mine or is that Ramon?
I think it's Lorelai. Lorelai woke up hungry.
How long she slept?
She like an hour or so. Right, Jen? Her teeth.
Oh,
she's teething.
Teething.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So, I mean, this is like analogous, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but yeah, I'm agree with you.
To what I'm going through with comedy. Like, you asked me what my goal is in 5 years.
Oh.
Also, like, baby starts crying. This is it, man.
Well, this is the real life right now. Man. We're not in a studio. We're not faking the funk. Like, we are.
Dishwasher going on.
Dishwasher going on. Baby's crying. My girlfriend just pooped. Not my girlfriend. My little girl just blew up a big one. And we're having just a few drinks of beer. This is life. This is real. That's why we call it the podcast, because
this is the podcast.
We represent real shiznit. Like, we're real.
I like how you say real shiznit, but like
I didn't want to curse.
The fakest way of saying shit.
Okay, you're right. I don't.
Yeah, you don't have to curse because Maddie's gonna be running around. My little stepdaughter, yeah. 3-year-old, is running around. So who knows?
So what's going on in life with you?
With life?
Yeah.
I'm trying to. I had to balance things because I want to do comedy, but it's unfair for Jen if I'm able to go out and have fun.
Yeah.
And she's not able to do something. So we're trying to work out a balance to where, you know, she's able to do maybe go out Monday and Thursday, and I'm able to go out like Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And
but what about, okay, so what if a show intervene with that?
If we have a show, hopefully I could get one of my parents to babysit, you know, and mm-hmm. then she could come out anyway. That's the goal. So, yeah. like, right now, I'm really just trying to organize our life to be able to figure out how I could balance doing comedy and being a dad, mm-hmm. you know?
And you got two little girls.
Yeah.
One's 3, and yeah, the baby's 5 months
old.
3-year-old's
a handful. You know? Yeah. The baby just sits there. You know, you put her one place, she's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
3-year-old, you got to keep an eye on her at all times.
So, it's hard. How about on a date night? Do you guys, is it hard for you guys to go on a date night?
We don't really get date nights anymore, man.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I feel you. Same here.
Yeah. I wish we had date nights. Man. Like, we go to some of these restaurants, and, like, the whole time we're eating, I got to hold Lorelai, or Jen's got to hold Lorelai. We got to make sure that Maddie is eating.
Yeah.
You know, because she'll just, like, goof off or play around and not eat. And then we're done, and she's got a full plate. And we're
yeah.
like, what the hell's going on? I got to eat. And she's like, I'm hungry. We're about to leave. It's like,
oh man.
So what we do is we just go to our favorite restaurant, get takeout.
Really?
Go home and eat it, man.
When's the last time y'all went to a movie?
Last time I saw a movie was Anchorman 2 by myself, and then Jen watched Frozen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wasn't about to sit and watch Frozen, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I heard it was a good movie.
Like, I'm trying to be a good dad, you know, but there's certain limits. I'm not going to sit and watch Frozen in the movie theater.
I heard it was a good movie, though.
That's what I heard, you know? But it's funny. We already have a jar, a Frozen jar. Anytime anyone starts singing a Frozen song, they got to put a coin in the jar.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Is it filled up already?
It's halfway full, man.
Who's singing it most?
I just implemented it today. Jen starts singing it.
Yeah, oh man, that's crazy.
Yeah, man,
that's the realness going on. Ramon Melato.
Yeah, dude. So, you know, I'm playing it by ear right now, but I'm really trying to write new material. I want to get a tight, clean set.
Yeah,
you know, because I was kind of going more towards the dirty area. Then I did a show last week in front of nothing but like 80-year-olds.
Oh, you did a feature, right?
No,
you hosted
it. It was a host/feature kind of thing.
And that was in Sebastian, right?
Yeah, yeah. And man, it was awful. It was sad. I knew I was going to eat a dick too, because I was only like 2 weeks back into it. And what got me back into it was him calling me up and asking me if I was still doing comedy. I'm like, yeah, I'm still doing comedy.
You trying to fake the funk.
Yeah, I was like, I could go for $50 or whatever it was.
Oh, that's nice, though.
Yeah, so, like, that's why I kind of started hit the ground running and started doing all the open mics around here as much as I could to get ready. I just knew I wasn't going to do good. Because, like, the thing, like, you could go up on stage and have memorized jokes, but you got to be sharp when it comes to, like, dealing with a situation. If the people aren't digging your jokes, you got to switch it up on them.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be able to be quick. You got to be able to start making fun of people if you can't address the situation. It's there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
You know, and being out of the game for a while, I was rusty. So, like, it would get to a point where, like, a joke would fall flat, and, like, maybe 6 months ago, I was able to be, like, just hit him with something else and bounce back and not even think about it. But here, I was just sitting there staring at him, like, oh, I don't know how I want to get these guys, you know? And, of course, after I get off stage, I think of a million things, you know? But that's the problem. It's like you gotta stay in shape, you know, comedy shape. And if you get out of shape, then you're just gonna
work that comedy muscle.
Yeah, it's a real thing, man.
Oh man, that's hilarious. I think you text me. You text me. I text you like, hey, how's the show? You text me of a picture of a scene that got blown up.
A nuclear bomb.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this dude killed it, or he did horrible.
Yeah.
So I showed Nicole the picture, like, yo, he killed it. And I was like, yo, you killed it or not? Like, no, I did horrible.
Yeah, I sent you a picture of Daffy Duck with his beak blown
off. Yeah. I was like, oh, he did horrible. I mean, you can't be hard on yourself that much.
No, but thing is, like, I understand that bombing is when you work out. Okay, like if you work out physically with weights,
mm-hmm.
like what you're doing is you're breaking down your muscle. You're breaking down your muscle, you know? And what happens after that is your muscle, it builds back up, it gets stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to go up there and just bomb. You break down your ego.
Understood, but
you break down your
someone that's going to the
self-esteem.
Gym is working out to prepare themselves. If you can't go into a muscle man competition without literally putting time to work out.
You gotta put time into it, but all you gotta break down that muscle too. You get stronger.
Oh, okay.
So bombing, you know, it sucks at right then and there, but it makes you stronger because then like I did like 16 minutes or so,
mm-hmm.
and I recorded my set. I didn't have to listen to it because I got a thing burned into my memory. I know every little second of that set, and I analyze it in my mind every little thing I could have done differently.
Yeah,
and that's how you get stronger because next time you're in that situation, you're like, oh, I know I'm not going to go this way. I know I'm not going to go that way.
Oh wow!
You know, you kind of and then just so bombing is important. It sucks, but it's just as important as doing. If you only did good sets, you're never going to get any better because you're not going to know how to get better. You're not going to be faced with what you have to do to get better.
And your message can relate to everyday life. Like
yeah,
you have to fail
exactly.
to succeed.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And luckily, I've been fortunate enough to fail a lot. I've bombed a lot. So you'd think I'd be like the muscle man when it comes to comedy, but, you know, I guess I've plateaued. I need to figure out a different workout regimen or something. I don't know.
He's so silly. That was funny. That was a good one. I like that one.
Well, thank you. Well, if only the audiences would feel the same way that you do.
Oh, man. They will, though.
Yeah?
They will. Trust me.
The only thing it is, man, I get on stage, I feel like no one likes me. They look at me like, fuck this guy.
How you get that perception?
Some people, they walk on stage, and then when the audience is like, you know what? I like this guy. I want to listen to what he has to say.
Do you show that demeanor, though? Do you show that intimidating demeanor? Because I'm about stage present.
I don't try to be intimidating. I don't think I'm intimidating.
I don't think you're intimidating either.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
No, because you're saying like, hey, I'm on stage. Some people don't like me. I'm like, well, what type of
I think they just look
carry?
At me. I'm this guy with jeans, T-shirt, regular haircut, glasses. They're like, oh, how the fuck is this guy going to make me laugh?
You look like a regular American citizen.
Yeah? Is that a bad thing?
That's a good thing.
Is it a good thing?
Yeah, it is.
Well, should I talk about regular American citizen stuff?
No, I mean, your last set
like
that you
America?
Did. No, your last set you did at open mic was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't curse. It was just really good.
All clean.
All clean.
Yep.
That's where you need to go.
Yeah.
It's clean. A challenge.
Because I think it is, man, because like when I do dirty, I guess I look like the kind of guy that's not going to be talking about really dirty things.
Yeah.
And so it like makes people, it turns people off. And sometimes,
you don't have that
like,
image.
I get up on stage and the first thing I do is tell them to go fuck themselves or something.
Oh, gosh. Why you want to do that?
I don't want to do it. It just comes out.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, don't do that.
Keep it clean.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. What we got going on? What's going on? Current news.
Current
world.
News. Oh shit. Oh, Russia.
What's going on in Russia? I don't listen to news. I don't take part. All
of right. That's what's going on.
What's going on? Please let us know.
Russia creeped down into Yugoslavia or whatever the hell weird offshoot of Russia country.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Yugoslavia. I'll tell you that right now. I forget what it's called. Czechoslovakia or something. All right. Who cares?
Because this is news right now.
It's news. This is important. All right? And they're trying to take over the country again. The Ukraine.
Yeah, okay.
It's the Ukraine. They're going down to the Ukraine. They, without confrontation, took over like a bunch of bases and stuff.
Yeah.
Basically, like, it's like a chess game. They're like, hey, we have more guns than you. And then they you know, surrender.
Okay.
And took over certain spots and pretty peacefully took over the country. And now there's certain rebel sects of Ukraine that are fighting back.
Oh.
And then, the UK really doesn't like this whole idea. And
yeah.
The United States has been sending troops to Poland, which is right next door, you know, like training just in case there's a war.
How long has it been going on?
Like months, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah, this could potentially be, I mean, they're already calling it another Cold War, but it could be a world war if we intercept with, you know, if something goes down and we have not have
It's been going on for a month?
More than a month.
Oh, man. I have not been paying attention at all.
Yeah, man.
Too much regular show and Adventure Time been on my channel.
And then meanwhile, this is all going down. We still have troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. We still have two
wars. We still do? I thought we pulled them out.
Two wars going on. And then remember how, like, Libya, we, like, got rid of Gaddafi and all that stuff?
Yeah.
They don't talk about that, but guaranteed there's troops in Libya.
I did not. I thought we pulled all our troops out.
Oh, no, man. There's always stragglers.
Hmm.
Yeah. Even if you, like, pull out completely, there's still a couple stragglers.
Oh, God.
Bitch is pregnant.
That's good. Is that my baby or that your baby?
I don't know, man. They all sound the same right now.
Oh, man, did not. I promise I thought we pulled all our troops out.
So you asked me what's going on in the world. You don't even know what's going on in the world?
Nope. Well, I think it would be a good segment if you do current news.
Current news.
Out of nowhere. Like, we have a theme song. Current news with Ramon Bilodeau.
Yeah, so that's going on. I mean, unless you wanted to talk about, like, Jay-Z getting.
Oh, that one.
What happened with that? See, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay. So there was a video, a camera recording in an elevator. Where Jay-Z and what was Beyonce? Hey, Nicole, what is Beyonce's sister's name? Solange. That's Beyonce. Yeah, Solange.
Syringe?
I don't know. Some black name. I don't know.
All right.
So I guess no one knows the exact conversation, what took place, but you saw in the video where Solange walked into the elevator, Jay-Z was right behind, and Beyonce walked right next to him. And all of a sudden, you see Solange turn around to Jay-Z, and she started yelling, like, in his face. And all of a sudden, I guess Jay-Z told her, like, yo, calm down, B. And that's when she just flipped out. She started hitting him and kicking him, and that's when it all went down.
Damn.
Yeah. No one knows the conversation, what happened. But they said Insight, saying that they were leaving the party where Solange was acting a fool. So Beyonce tried to control her sister, and Jay-Z said, nah, B, I got this. Yo, B, chill the F out. You acting stupid. And that's when she flipped out, like, oh, I'm stupid now? And I guess the whole dialogue took place as they let the party to the elevator, and she just lashed out.
So he's like, hey, Solange.
That don't even sound like Jay-Z. What is that?
That's my Jay-Z impression.
That is horrible. Don't do that.
Do you have a Jay-Z impression?
No, I don't try to.
I heard that Jay-Z sounds just like John Travolta.
Okay, do your. What?
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Do your
I can't
impression.
Do your impression right now.
Do your impression.
My impression
of John Travolta, of Jay-Z sounding John Travolta.
I don't think I do it. You put me on the spot. I'm getting all nervous.
It's like being on stage.
Just go on stage.
Just go. Get it. Bam.
John Travolta. I don't know if that's all I got.
Okay. Yeah. That's all. That's all I know about that.
Hey.
He's not Italian.
Hova. What's that? He's
truly
know, man.
Not Italian.
I just want everyone at home to picture Jay-Z talking like John Travolta. Picture Jay-Z with Samuel Jackson in Pulp Fiction outfits. Driving in the car talking about the Royale with cheese.
That would be kind of weird.
The voice should match up. Should sync up.
No, not at all.
What else is going on?
That's all I know.
Anything with Kim Kardashian and Kanye West?
No, I think they're still together.
What?
They have an ugly baby.
Ugly? I haven't seen a picture.
I saw the baby. I don't know. People saying the baby's cute, but I think it's
ugly?
Hideous.
Really?
The baby's hideous.
He's got like a big butt. A big
no,
ego.
Not yet. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think Kanye or Kim Kardashian's butt's too big.
You
my
really?
Opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like big butts?
Not like big butts, but I'm thinking it's like, that's kind of like.
Fake?
I don't know if it's fake or not, but it's like too big for comfort.
All right, what's too big for you? And what's too small for you? Do you like a Nicki Minaj booty?
I don't like when one cheek's bigger than my hand.
Okay, that's small then. It's petite.
That's petite?
So you like
petite?
Petite. Petite booty.
I got a big hand. Come on, man. I could almost palm a basketball.
Okay, but
I could palm
when
a
you palm a basketball, it's bigger than your hand, though.
The basketball is?
Yeah. Even basketball bigger than my hand.
Butt, man. Two basketballs shoved together.
Okay.
It's pretty big.
So you're not really a butt man. You're a booze man.
I know. I'm
are
a
you
boo- a butt man?
Oh, you're a butt man.
Yeah.
Okay.
But too big, man? I don't know.
Are
then,
you?
No, here's the
problem.
Scare
you like that's kind of scary. That's the problem. That's a problem.
It's a big butt. That means she's sitting down and all that weight's cramming down on her, you know, and sweating, and marinating.
Where do you get these ideas
like
from?
Marinating because all that the pressure. You know how coal is formed.
Yeah.
Just from millions of years of all that pressure. And
that's nasty.
Oil is formed the same way. So you don't only imagine what happens in the human body with all that pressure just forcing down on the anal.
That's what you think when you see a big butt.
On the anal
that
cavity.
Is fascinating. That is the theory
yeah,
you
yeah,
come
yeah.
up
just
with.
Just a bunch of sweat. That's what I'm thinking.
So a big a girl with a big butt yeah, cutting yeah, like, yeah. Hey, hey, how you doing? You're kind of cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Then also like, no, I have a theory about your butt. Here's my theory. And it you just break down from a scientific notation.
Yeah, what's if she's not that clean? Like, doesn't clean, you know? This can't be too big.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I understand.
Like, if you have a small bathroom, it's a lot easier to clean and maintain. You know
so
what I'm saying?
So you get the
So if you got, like, a giant bathroom, you got to spend a lot of time cleaning and maintaining.
My goodness.
And then you also look at that person, she's like, well, she seems kind of lazy.
Oh,
I don't think she's cleaning that entire bathroom.
So you give butt reference bathroom analogy.
That's the first thing that popped to mind. I have no idea why.
Good job,
can't
man.
Can't be explained.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Sorry.
You should make a joke about that.
Really?
Yeah, that's funny.
Everyone will just stare at me.
Because everybody hates you.
Everyone hates me. They're looking at this. What's this guy trying to tell me about butts for? You don't know anything.
Oh, no, that's
tell you
hilarious.
What, yeah, I tell you. I get no respect.
Oh, gosh. That was funny. What else we got going?
I just need to write for people. That's what I need to do. Right.
You should. I thought you was.
Writing for people?
Yeah, weren't you writing for someone?
I wrote for Sam for a roast. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
And I wrote
yeah.
for you, and then you like.
I bailed out.
Yeah, you just started. Like making fun of the jokes because you were like saying
I didn't
wrong.
Make fun of what?
Yeah, you're like read them wrong and then
who read
you're
them
like,
wrong? Oh, I was at that one show.
Yeah, it didn't even matter anymore.
Oh no, that was pretty. That was still fun though. I had fun.
The Boondock Show.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Very special. That was a good show. I whatever. That was a good show.
It was fun.
I had fun.
I had fun too. Was what it was.
Yeah, it was.
It was and it happened. Audience has no idea what we're talking about.
No. Don't worry about it.
Oh, well. you could look up on iTunes, look up, what was it?
Is people listening right now?
It's not live.
Oh, I thought it was live.
No, that's not live. I don't have all the capabilities.
Oh, yeah. We're kind of, yeah.
You think I have headphones? Like, I thought you had headphones. I don't have headphones.
Oh, yeah. We're starting from the bottom.
And now we're here.
I gotcha. That's Lorelai.
Uh-oh. Yeah, she sounds hungry.
I thought she was Aiden.
She's eating.
Oh.
Poor baby. Baby mama's probably getting pissed.
Probably. It's like,
yeah, well, I cooked it.
She had that look.
What's going on with Lorelai? Is she hungry?
Her teeth hurt really bad.
Her teeth hurt. Oh, man. So what else is going on in the news, Jacoby?
Oh, you heard about Barack Obama?
No, what happened?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing?
I just made it up. I don't know.
You know, I think that Barack Obama... When he's, like, trying to defend himself,
yeah.
like, he sounds just like Jerry Seinfeld. Like, he's doing a Seinfeld impression.
Oh, that was funny. That's funny.
That was funny?
I like that. That's funny.
No one else thought it was funny when I did it on stage.
You did that joke on stage?
Yeah, I tried it on stage. No one thought it was funny.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
I didn't do a good impression. But I don't do good
yeah,
impressions.
You don't do. Yeah, yeah.
But
you
what
don't.
People need to, just picture Barack Obama and picture Jerry Seinfeld. That
okay,
cadence.
Do a Jerry Seinfeld impression.
Like I am, Barack Obama. What is the deal with airplanes?
That's not that bad.
The economy was in bad shape.
That's not that bad at all.
No?
No. It's
Everyone
pretty
just
good.
Stared at me like, what's this guy
talking
people, about?
You said people hate you.
They do hate me, man. I need to go up on stage with a mask.
No, don't do that.
What I need to do is I need to get a Neil Wasserman mask or a Jim Neal mask. If they think I'm them, they'll just start rolling on the floor
laughing.
You won't
make it. You won't make it. Don't
no?
do that. No.
They
Let
love
them
Neil
do
Wasserman
what they
and they
do.
Love Jim Neal.
Who loves them?
The voting is
not correct. I do not like the voting system.
Rigged?
It's rigged.
It's rigged voting
I
system.
I think it's retarded.
We have a local open mic that they have the best open micer wins competition.
And they host.
And someone gets to host. Is it the winner hosts or the winner gets
the
money?
The winner gets to host and the money.
And the money. How much
yeah.
money? Like $10?
Nah, the last pot was like $25.
Oh, so it's just the pot, and then Duncan keeps the rest, even though he's not there?
No, he don't keep the rest. He give it all the way to the winner.
Okay.
Yeah, he gives it all the way to the winner. All
right.
So.
All right.
I'm just, I see what I see. That's all. All
right.
It's a great room. I mean, a lot of things.
It's a great room. I love it. It's like home, man. It's comfortable.
Yeah, that's the problem. We get too comfortable.
It is a problem.
So.
It's great, and it could kill it could hurt you at the same time.
Yeah. It don't. It's going back
like
to your
alcohol.
Muscle.
Alcohol makes you feel all warm and fuzzy and comfortable, but it's going to kill you.
When?
You don't know when it's going to kill you. It's just random. It could kill you in the right
room. One bottle can kill me?
One bottle of vodka?
I'm not going to drink a straight vodka like that.
No?
No.
What about, like, SoCal?
No.
Okay.
But it goes back to your muscle that you said you need to continue on building your muscle, your comedy muscle.
Yeah.
But you got to do different routines.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you stay with the same routine at the same gym, oh, it don't have to be the same gym, the same routine. What are you working?
What?
I don't know. I thought it made sense to me in my mind, but it came out
so you're working
clearly
at the same
wrong.
Gym, work out at the same gym.
Yes.
Doing the same routine.
What are you working out? Boom, yeah. Right there, it should be like a bomb explosion because
okay.
I dropped some knowledge.
Well, yeah, if you're doing the same routine, the same lifts every day, you're going to plateau. You're not going to build anymore because your muscles get used to that movement.
Yes.
They stop building after a while. So you got to swap up your routine.
Yeah.
Like, say, instead of doing bench press, you're going to do, well, I'll do kettlebell today.
So, okay. I just want to let everybody know that today is our first episode.
Today's our kettlebell day.
The podcast.
Oh, podcast. Okay.
Kettlebell. Where do you get kettlebell from?
Kettlebell. You don't know kettlebells?
I do.
You do know.
No. But I was going to let everybody know, I know we're jumping off topic, but we know, me and you will know, that going on further,
we're
going to
tie
it up. Yeah.
So,
just enjoy this
okay,
great
so you
podcast.
Met Jersey at the Improv in Orlando.
We're going way back.
I don't know if we finished that up yet.
Oh, we did. I think we did.
Pebbles in Palm Bay because of Ann Walker.
Oh, then he linked me. Then he hit me up to do a little show with him at Elixir on the Tuesday night. I went out there. It was like 20-plus comics. I met a lot of great comics, of which are good friends with me now. And ever since then, I just continue on supporting. Where whatever room he had, I'd go out and support.
Who is the best Orlando comic?
My opinion is going to be hands down. I mean, they know they're the best. I would say Ken Miller.
Okay.
And you got Preacher. You got Pedro Lima.
Okay. Now, right off the bat, I'm seeing that there's a bias towards minorities.
No, not at all.
Okay.
There's a lot of great, funny comedians.
That are white?
That are white, yeah. Nick Pupo. I love Nick. I saw Nick Pupo perform at Sebastian, and I said, man, he is hilarious. Tom Feeney. I love Tom. I don't know why I love Tom. I just love him.
Yeah, but like Tom Feeney and Nick Pupo might as well be minorities, though.
Why is that?
I don't know. They just run in those circles, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot
of
great.
Pupo, he's like Italian or something, right?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
but everybody in Orlando, they're cool. They got a cool vibe. Like, I met a lot of them, like Colin Taylor.
Who's that?
The comedian, he wore glasses.
I haven't seen him.
Curly black hair. Really funny guy. Really, they're all down to earth cool guys.
Yeah. Who's the worst?
Oh, there's actually no worst.
Okay. There's no worst?
There's no
worst.
There's gotta be a worst. I never met them.
You haven't
they
met
probably
the worst.
Exist.
So who's the worst that you've seen? You got
the worst I have seen, honestly.
You don't got an answer, man.
It's always a newcomer that comes on stage.
Oh, okay.
Like
they
suck in the beginning.
It's easy to throw the newcomer into the fire.
But I
who's,
suck
who's
too.
Been doing it for like 5 years?
Okay.
Or so.
And still
like,
suck?
Yeah.
No, that's impossible.
All right, impossible.
That's
to answer
hard.
It, or it's impossible.
No,
to
I haven't witnessed or even saw anyone that I've been doing 5 years
really
that suck.
Bad. Okay.
They probably had a bad night.
Right.
I've seen that.
Who's been doing it for more than 5 years who had the worst night you've ever seen?
I would say worst. I think they just had an off night.
Okay.
Preacher had an off night when I hosted. I also had an off night, too.
That's a safe guess because we all know that Preacher kills it. So
he kills it all the time.
Uh-oh, baby's crying. All right, time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
I was trying to make you say something bad about some Orlando comics, but I couldn't.
No, everybody good, man. I had an off night that night, too, so fun.
Oh, all right.
But I love Preacher. Love you, Preacher.
Yeah, yeah. Preacher's awesome, man.
Yeah.
I haven't been up there in a while, so I don't have any opinions on who's doing
it. I haven't seen any bad comedian in Orlando.
Tell you what, man. I saw Akeem the other day
Akeem doing good.
Oh, I love Akeem.
My very first time going up, my very first time going up was with Akeem, Chris Green, Phillip.
Noah, oh, when y'all did a little video on YouTube, right?
It was before that video.
Oh, before that.
But, like, yeah, I saw Akeem going up. And like back then, like 3 years ago or so, Akeem, although he said he would kill all the time, it's pretty rough, man. But like,
yeah, I mean, everybody had their off night. Yeah,
well, back then, like,
oh, really?
Consistent.
Oh,
I was worse, but he's really good now, man.
Yeah,
he's
killing. I love
it. He's doing really well. I mean, his ego is still the same.
But you gotta be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
And what's so good about Akeem? Akeem is really straight up. If he don't like you, he don't like you. He won't talk to you.
Yeah.
But if he likes you, he'll, you know, converse with you. But
right.
He just straight in the middle. He don't like you. He don't like you. No disrespect.
Yeah.
If he likes you, he likes you. Yeah. I love Akeem.
I like Akeem.
I love it. That's my
dude.
Love? I love it. I Facebook him one time. He had a comment, and I said, that's why I love Akeem.
Yeah. Love Akeem?
I love Akeem. That's my dog.
He's a good dude.
That's my homie.
If, like, you were on fire, he'd definitely put you out.
Thanks. I think that's it. Where are we at? What's the timing on this?
It's like 50 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Did not know that.
50 minutes.
So good job.
What do you think? This is the podcast.
Just a rough introduction.
This is episode one. Next episode will be all like
way
fine
better.
Tuned.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get guests down the road.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get Kevin in.
Kevin who?
Best.
Oh, you want to get my homeboy Kevin? Yeah, That's what's up. We can definitely do that.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
I like his story. The first time going on stage, getting paid $300 in front of 600 people.
Yeah, that was at
first time
club level.
Yeah.
He sucked that night.
Yeah, well, everyone sucks the first time, man.
No, he ate.
But you got paid for it.
Yeah, 300, that's a big one. Yeah, we definitely hit him up. Yeah, and we'll have topics. We'll have segments.
Yeah. That way, like, we could, like, instead of us interviewing each other, we'll just completely, like, interview the other person, not necessarily give them time to respond. We'll just keep on hitting them with questions.
Who cares? Then
they're
not ready for it.
Yeah.
It's a good run. This is the good rough draft.
Yeah, man.
I like it.
Podcast is fun.
The podcast.
Podcasts are cool.
The podcast.
The podcast.
That was a good one. Yeah. High five.
All right, guys. Holla at your boys.